Genesis chapter 47. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh, and said, "My father and my brothers, and their flocks and their herds, and all that they have come out of the land of Canaan, and look, they are in the land of Goshen." And he took some of his brothers, even 5 men, and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers." Also they said to Pharaoh, "We have come to live in the land, because your servants have no pasture for their flocks, since the famine is great in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we urge ask you, let your servants live in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Cause your father and brothers to live in the best of the land. In the land of Goshen let them live. And if you know any men of ability among them, then make them rulers over my cattle." And Joseph brought in Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How old are you?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years, 2,298 1,744 BC. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brothers, and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph provided for his father and his brothers and all his father's household with bread according to their families. And there was no bread in all the land, because the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread. Why should we die in your presence? Because the money fails." And Joseph said, "Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle, if money fails." And they brought their cattle to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, and for the flocks, and for the cattle of the herds, and for the donkeys, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. When that year had ended, they came to him the second year and said to him, "We will not hide it from my lord how that our money is spent. My lord also has our herds of cattle. There is nothing left in the sight of my lord, but our bodies and our lands. Therefore we shall die before your eyes, both we and our land. Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants to Pharaoh, and give us seed, that we may live and not die, that the land not be desolate." And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, because every Egyptian sold his field, because the famine prevailed over them, so the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he moved them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt even to the other end of it. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, because the priests had a portion assigned to them by Pharaoh, and ate their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore they did not sell their lands. Then Joseph said to the people, "Look, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Look, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the increase, that you shall give the fifth part 20% to Pharaoh, and 4 parts, 80%, shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for those of your households, and for food for your little ones." And they said, "You have saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part 20%, except the land of the priests only, which did not become Pharaoh's. And Israel lived in the land of Egypt in the country of Goshen. And they had possessions in it, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years, 2,315 1,727 BC. And the time drew near that Israel must die, and he called his son Joseph, and said to him, "If now I have found grace in your sight, I urge ask you, put your hand under my thigh and deal kindly and truly with me. I urge ask you do not bury me in Egypt, but I will lie with my fathers, and you shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place." And he, Joseph, said, "I will do as you have said." And he, Jacob, said, "Swear to me." and he swore to him. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head.